the flood's aftermath. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, for us, I think, for the agriculture sector, the aftermath is where we're going to be in trouble and need all the assistance we can get from various, you know, state and federal level.
Dyer County farmer Jimmy Moody speaking last week in the wake of one of the worst flooding events recorded in West Tennessee. He and well over 100 area farmers met with Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture Julius Johnson and other state officials as they try to better understand what help can come after the waters recede.
You have to feel the empathy for all those individuals and those landowners and try to find solutions. And that's what we intend to do, is to be an advocate for these farmers, to try to find ways that they can recover and hopefully get on with a good cropping year next year.
Commissioner Johnson toured the flooded area where water was a good 5 to 6 miles inland outside the banks of the Mississippi River.
And see all the cropland that's underwater, that's got to, the land has got to recover, seeing the center pivot irrigation system sticking up out of the water, the barns and the homes, water in homes that heavily damaged. So you have to feel the empathy for all those individuals and those landowners and try to find solutions. And that's what we intend to do, is to be an advocate for these farmers, to try to find ways that they can recover.
It's hard to say what all we're going to need because we can't see it right now. It's underwater. And, you know, the potential destruction to the land itself is could be catastrophic. You know, at best, it's going to be a disaster, but it could really be catastrophic to the agriculture community in West Tennessee.
Definitely a long road of recovery for West Tennesseans along the Mississippi and its tributaries. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.